In the Quaker tradition, we begin our gatherings with a moment of silence. This moment allows us to come fully into the space, to open our minds, our hearts, to really listen to others, and to center ourselves in the midst of this community. So I would like to begin tonight's program by inviting you to join with me in a moment of silence. Welcome to the first collection. As you know from reading the program orientation booklet, this is when you officially join Swarthmore. But having watched you all week, I think you already belong to Swarthmore quite intensely. So it's an opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about the community and about our Quaker heritage. You will hear words of welcome and reflection from several members of our community, including Nadia Williams, class of 2014, Keith Reeves, associate professor of political science, and Lillian Rodriguez, associate dean of diversity, inclusion, and community development. Then our dean of students, Liz Braun, will initiate the candle lighting. So the tradition of collection is almost as old as the college itself, though it's taken different forms over the years. According to Christopher Densmore, who's the curator of the Swarthmore of the Friends Historical Library, the annual catalog of 1870-71 mentions a form of assembly at the end of each day for worship, which with readings from scripture, and then following that, a period of silence. Later catalog mentions daily meetings for religious exercises and the imparting of moral lessons as circumstances seem to require. But as the college became more secular, the collection format changed to include lectures, music, and theater. The other change involved the frequency of collections, which went from daily to weekly to the current tradition of a first collection starting your Swarthmore career and then the last collection the night before you graduate. Over the last several years, many of our students and staff and faculty have said we should gather more frequently as a community. So stay tuned because this year we will be having more collections, hopefully with the whole community. But this collection tonight really does officially celebrate you joining the Swarthmore community. You bring all your talents, ideas, and interest, and we hope an open spirit to learn about others' talents, ideas, and interest. So I wanted to take just a moment and share a little bit about the founders who started this college. So as we sit in this incredible canopy of trees, our founders are very much like the deep roots of this place. In 1853, the Hicksite Quakers formed a committee on education to explore how to provide higher education for their children. The Hicksites were a small, really very small, but high-impact group of progressive religious activists. They were abolitionists, suffragettes, and pacifists. And most especially, they were radical thinkers. They wanted to make sure that their children and others were nurtured in the context of the Hicksite Quaker values, and that the children would receive the most rigorous intellectual and practical training. Today, the Quaker values of simplicity, rigorous examination of conscience, generous giving, social responsibility, and the peaceful resolution of conflicts are still very much in the Swarthmore DNA. And of course, as you know, the thirst for intellectual rigor and creativity still is exhilarating. The Hicksite Quakers were very skeptical of the assumed ways of the world, even as they devoted themselves to improving it. They really were countercultural intellectuals. devoted to the world by ameliorating suffering. That's how they phrase their sense of social responsibility. But at the same time, they were in the professions. They were merchants, they were bankers, they were in science, law, politics. These Quakers, personified by individuals such as Lucretia Mott, the founder of women's activism in this country, were incredible community builders, even as they cultivated this kind of radical free thinking and were extremely and proudly suspicious of all dogmatism. So this amazing tradition, for me, amazing counterculturalism, community building, social responsibility, continues today. Most of us at Swarthmore combine a healthy skepticism of the easily accepted ways of the world. We do not follow fads easily. We tend to be creative thinkers for whom thinking outside of the box is the most acceptable path. But at the same time we question the ways of the world, we, like our founders, have an intense devotion to living and building in community. We care passionately and deeply about those with whom we live, be they fellow students, staff, faculty, or administrators. We care deeply about the future of this place. Over the last several years, we have developed a kind of strategic plan or thoughts about where what we need to do in the next several years. There's great changes afoot. At the same time, we've been having an extremely vigorous debate about how we live as a diverse and inclusive community. And to me, those together are signs of hope. I think one that our founders would understand well because this college was founded in the midst of the Civil War as a sign of hope. When discussion and disagreement is seen as a strength and not a weakness, that's the nature of Swarthmore. Welcome to this community. I invite you to embrace, to experiment, to practice this ethos. Be willing to be a community builder. Be willing to be countercultural. Be willing to engage in social responsibility. Tonight you join Swarthmore officially, and Swarthmore, like this amphitheater, surrounds you. You will build this community even as you live within its values, norms, and practices. You belong to Swarthmore, which means that now you are also a steward, responsible for this place, responsible for its legacy, a builder of its future. Welcome. And now let me introduce to you Nadia Williams, Class of 14, our student speaker.